right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Shirley, let's go deep in the archives today. This right here is your son and my daughter. Your son and my daughter. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darren's father. Is this Darren's father?
Yes, it's Darren Singer.
Listen, I'm calling you. LaShonda is my daughter. She goes to college up there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting the word I got a few minutes ago was that the two of them then run off and then got married together. I don't know what make them run off and get married like
wait,
that.
Wait. Where'd you hear this from?
I just got a phone call from one of the kids at the school saying that this the girl that grew up with all through grade school. She called and said LaShonda and Darren then ran off and got married together. And they say they done it yesterday or something.
Wait, my son ain't, I talked to him about 3 days ago, and he ain't done nothing like that, I know. So,
they said they did it yesterday. I've been calling LaShonda and calling, ain't nobody picking up, and I call the boy, they give me the boy phone number, and I call him, and ain't nobody picking up and answering nothing. It ain't like my baby girl do like nothing like this here.
Well, it's not like my son to do nothing like that without talking to me first. So let me call down there and talk to Darren and give me your number and I'll call you back.
I'm going down there to that school myself. I'm going to find both of them. Now, I'm going to call you to let you know this. Now, if I find out that my baby girl then ran off and got married because she done got pregnant, I promise you, I'm going to do something to that boy of yours if he got my baby pregnant. You hear me?
Wait a minute now. You're not going to do nothing to my son. Now, I understand about your daughter. That's my son now. You're not going down and put your hands on my son.
If he got me, that's my only baby I got. That's it.
Well, I understand that's your only baby, but that's my only son. If you're talking about going to put your hands on him, you're going to have a problem.
If he got my baby pregnant, your son, Darren, going, I'm going to beat his ass. I mean that.
What's your name again? What's your name?
Dylan, my name. You hear me? Who is my baby?
What's your name? What's your name?
Dylan. D-I-L-L-A-R-E.
I know how to spell your damn name. Look here, Mr. Dillard. You're not going to put your hands on my son.
My baby pregnant, I am. And that's the only reason I can see her doing something like that. Because I told her years and years and years, you don't make no baby. You don't make no baby not be married. You don't do it. If she went off and got married, that means she tried to make it right. That's what she did.
Mr. Dillard. Listen to me now. I understand that's your daughter. Sorry if she's pregnant or whatever, but let me talk to my son before you go down there trying to do something crazy. Okay?
Let me tell you something. Your son encouraged my baby girl into getting married and he got her pregnant. I know what's going on. I know what it is.
My son ain't done nothing to your daughter. Let me call down there and talk to him before you talk about going down there and putting your hands on somebody.
I told leave them little thugs alone. He ain't nothing but a thug.
Wait, whoa. Don't be accusing my son of being no damn thug now.
Well, what kind of man run off and get mad at the age of 20 and ain't talk to the parents for nobody? What make him do something like that?
Well, you talking about, I told you my son ain't done nothing to
get
married.
How are you raising him? How did you raise him? You ever did it? You didn't raise him right.
Wait a minute now. Who the hell are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If my baby pregnant, I'm going to beat your boy. If you done that, you're going to get your toe out too.
Hold on. Who the you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. You don't think I'm talking to you.
Hold on, man. You ain't put your hands on nobody. You put your hands on my so you don't have a clap. You understand me? That's my son.
My
baby, I understand about your daughter, but that's my son.
My baby better not be pregnant.
Hey, man. Hey, that's my son. You talking about putting your hands on. You gonna have a problem with me.
If my baby pregnant, I promise you, she ain't gonna never know her daddy, because I'm gonna do something to that boy. You hear me?
Man, that's the last time I want to hear you say you gonna do something to my son now. Now, you go sit on down, gather yourself, and relax for a minute. Let me call my son, and I'll get back to you. Because
I got something else I need to tell you.
But what say it, man. What else you got?
I got something else. Before I go out of that school and get the whooping, I want you to know one thing before I get off this phone.
What is it, man?
Is you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
His nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Darren, you just got pranked by your son, Darren Jr.
Oh, my goodness. That boy got better sense than that. No, I got high blood pressure. What the hell? Wait, I call his mama and tell her what the done. Wasting my time fooling me.
I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on, Cletus.
All right, King of Pranks.
Come on, Cletus. Come on.
Always
come on, come on. Thank you, everybody in Lafayette. Came out and hung out with your boy this past weekend. I pizzinated. Yes, I pizzinated. Next stop is Detroit, Michigan. That would be One Mic Comedy Club, Detroit, Michigan. That's going to be November the 1st through the 3rd. That's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is me, baby, nephew, Tommy, and friends. We are coming up in there. We're going to act a doggone fool. Tickets are on sale right now. Laying in the cut is the Winston-Salem State University. They're having a homecoming, and they will have Anthony Hamilton. They will have Monica, and it will be hosted by yours truly. This is the WSSU official homecoming concert, and you don't want to miss it. Tickets are on sale right now, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. That is LJVM Coliseum. The LJVM Coliseum Thanksgiving Comedy Festival. It is Nephew Tommy, Cheryl Underwood, Finesse Mitchell, and Dominique at the New Jersey Pack. That's November the 30th. Right after Thanksgiving. That's when it is. Mm-hmm. That's a lot nice. Of stupid lined up for you. So, everybody in New Jersey, New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Harlem.
And just call yourself stupid. A lot of people don't want to be referred to as stupid. So, I think you should just refer to yourself as stupid.
Oh, not to other people?
Yeah, I don't want to be called just stupid.
Who's just the me other alone? People, the people on the show?
Finesse Neal,
They don't. Oh.
Yeah, that's really not a badge of honor like you'd be wearing it.
It's a great honor. I mean, I represent it well.
Nothing to be proud of.
Yeah, I don't know why you're wearing it like that, but some people don't want it. They're going to take it literally that it, like, you, he is really stupid, which is.
No, I'm not really stupid, though.
Well,
you know that. You know that.
I beg to differ.
I'm
gonna tell you something, though, Tommy. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. You got a degree, so.
But why you think I'm stupid, though?
Well, but let's talk about this. You have a degree. We got somebody on our show that has 3 degrees. So, yo, that one
that's
is
hard
to look at.
Okay. Moving on.
Full blown.
Shirley, I don't know how we made this turn, but yeah.
I don't know. But remember earlier I was saying.
Sometimes I just
say stuff. Everything.
But I'm the one stupid. See what I'm saying? That's the problem.
That has not changed what you are.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.